Good afternoon, May 4th today, Monday, and we're going to do four loops. Any questions from last time? No one wants to say or have any questions. Shanko, you want to summarize the last session on lists? Last time we did lists, and today we're doing a for loop. So,
sure. So last time we started lists, we printed out the items in the list. We added items to the list using extend and append. We also learned how to do simple assignment and slice assignment.
Yes. And that's good summary. How about I'll pick on Sean? What's the difference between a list and what you would have for an array in like Fortran or most other languages? How is a list different than an array?
An array is something that you have to declare in its entirety, whereas a list is something that can be manipulated as you go.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of that the lists are doesn't have to be of one type. Typically arrays, whenever I talk about arrays, they're like MATLAB vector elements or array elements of a mathematical formula, where lists can be characters and strings and you can mix and match types. Okay, today for loops, get on to this. Lots of exercises for you. The objective is to explain what the for loops are normally used for. Trace the execution of a simple, what we call unnested loop, so that you can correctly state the variables after each iteration of the loop. And write loops that use accumulated patterns to aggregate values. So loops are used so that we don't have to continuously repeat write a whole lot of statements. So the above example is a for number in 235, and then you print that value out and you execute that, and I didn't get it to work. Ooh, forgot the very important colon at the end. So the for loop has different parts to it. You have the output of what we have, but the actual loop itself, there's a correction, which is the 2, 3, and 5, is what the loop is being run on. And then there's the body, which is what's underneath the 4, which is this print number. That's part of the body of the loop. And then there's a loop variable called number here. So this variable can be anything you want. You just iterate that over the loop. So what's in the correction gets stuck into the loop variable, and then the body is executed over and over. And as you saw, the first line has to end with a colon. Otherwise, you get an error for doing that. And that shows that the statement is over, and it's the start of the block statement, which is just part of the correction down below. So this can be multiple lines. And Python is somewhat unique in languages in that they don't have something like curly brackets to enclose your loops. What they do is they make you indent so many spaces. And typically you use 4 spaces, that's the default. So please, everybody use 4 spaces. I like this in a sense because as an instructor, people would write code in other languages and they would invent their loops. So whoever, when they invented Python, they said, you're going to indent your loops because we're going to make it as part of the language itself. So otherwise, it's incredibly hard to look at loops without seeing them indented so that the correction is caught out. So these indentions are all meaningful in Python. Loop variable can be called anything, you know, just any variable name. It's created on demand. And what it's called is kind of meaningless, so you should assign something that means something to it. So you could put in kitten and it would work the same as you had before. So we have that all set up. The body can create, contain many statements. So if I do this again, primes equals 2, comma 3, comma 5, for p in primes, colon, and then I, oops, and it automatically indents for me. So here we just run that. You get the squares and the cubes of the variables 2, 3, and 5, which are your prime numbers. So a lot of times we have a lot of numbers you want to put in here. So it's good to use the range to iterate over a sequence of numbers. So what you can do is print a range is not a list, and then you do range 0, comma 3 with the idea that, oops, and I got to do a couple things like put in my quotes. Number in, and then we're going to do range and 3, comma that, put our colon at the end, and print the number. So range is not a list. We do range 0 to 3 because remember, we don't include the 3 in Python type of functions. So you can enumerate the numbers very easily. Total equals 0 for number in range 10, colon, oops, did this wrong, range 10, colon, total equals total plus the number plus 1, and then we print total. So now I go back and I don't indent the print total. So we accumulate the numbers and get 55. So we have total equals total plus number plus 1. So if the number starts at 0 and we added 1 to it, so we go from 1 to 10. So and then the total is replaced when you have the equal sign. So, and we do the plus 1 because range is 0 to 9. Okay, a while back we talked about syntax and runtime errors. So if we don't put the indention in here, can you text me, do a private text, and tell me the type of error you'll get? Will it be a runtime error or a syntax error? if you don't put the indentions in the right place. So text me either runtime or syntax, what a type of error it is. See if anybody is still paying attention. That should make that a little bit bigger. Okay, I'll take the majority. It is a syntax error. Because the program can't start to run. It won't understand the syntax of the code. Okay, next one you want to text me is we're going to have three lines of code and so I'll show you the three lines of code. That you can write. So total equals zero for chart in TIN, and then total equals total plus one. And I would like you to tell me what put a comment in here for each line. Give the number of the line. So this would be line one, two, and then this is three. So there's three lines here. Give the line, then what total equals, and then what character equals. So for example, I would have line one and total equals zero, and character is not defined, so it would equal, I guess it's undefined, so it wouldn't even equal null or anything. So, but the same thing is, I would just leave character blank, where there's nothing character is equal to. So then what would you have on the second line right here? And see if you can do it until you get through and the code will end. So I need 2, 3, and then you go back to 2, go back to 3, and then 2 and 3. So I'll give you the first line. What's 2 and 3 as we go through the code? So text me them 6 lines. I'll give you a little bit of time.
Professor, is that what you want?
Mm.
I mean, why do we have 7 lines?
It's going to go through 3 times. The character gets T first time.
Okay, so you want the values for every iteration?
Well, every time through the loop. So this is the 2nd line.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, the 2nd line.
So what value? In the first run, and then what?
Then it's going to go through the loop 3 times. So character is going to be 1, it's going to be T, and then it's going to be I, and then it's going to be N. So if I figure it out on the 2nd line, total equals 0 and character is equal to T. 3rd line, total equals 1, character doesn't change, so that's equal to T. Then the next time, total equals 1, this doesn't change, character now changes, and then you get I. So you can kind of see the pattern. And the next time through the loop, what is it? So maybe text me the last 3 lines now that I told you them 3. So. So this is the line number, total equals character equals question mark. I don't know how to do that. So yeah, it's INN, but what's total then? Total is going to increase to 2, 2, and then 3. Oh, and then if I cheat and print total comma care. So last time 3, total is 3, and then N is N. But each time through, the character changes. Does that kind of make sense? Any questions people want to ask about that? Okay, if you know how that works, still in the blanks again, in the program, so it prints NIT. So we're reversing the order of a character, and let me paste this in here. So I want to reverse, so I set the original to TIN, and I want the result here printed to be NIT. So what are the two branks? What do the two branks need to be in this code? Anybody know? Text me what the result lines are. There should be two. Results equal the first one, and then the results equals in the loop. This is a little tricky. So anybody have any ideas?
Should there be a negative number or something?
Since it needs to be a string, because we need to get a string out. So I give you a hint that the string, if you start it with a now string, so if we did it before, we would have result plus character, we would just get the TIN back, right? Because the results would just be accumulating the TIN. So if you do it backwards and you do character plus the result, and I need to make this a code. So then you flip it around. So you see how the difference is between having result plus character, yeah, TIN, but if you do it the opposite way, you say character plus the result, you can get the reverse of the input. Every T, then you add to it, and you got nothing to add to it to begin with. Then the second time through, the result is T, but then you have an I, so the I is, you got I and T, and so it reflips it around. Isn't that kind of cool? No. So we can loop on some variables that are not integers. So let's put in some strings, and for the words of these, and every time through, we should get the length. So total starts at 0, length of the word is 3, and then 5 and 4. So that becomes 12 when you total them all up. So you don't have to loop on just numbers. You can loop on any series of variables. So how would you do a, list of, word links? So what would you put in the three blanks? Or what would the two links lines be for this list? If I want a list of the word links, so I want 3, 5, 4, so that you get this list out. What do you think that would be? Or at least tell me what you think the, I should let you work on this. You can just render the program and try different things. So it's length equals here. So what is this? What type of, you need this to come out. So you got to initialize the length to begin with.
So what should be the output? 3, 5, 4?
Yeah, this should be the output right here. So if we were doing this online or something, I would just have you this exercise and we wouldn't go on until you actually got the
I got it.
Answer. You get it?
Yes.
So if you want to get three, you got to put in a function here for the link. And then you put in word. So that would give you three, five, and four every time word is for three, five, and four. And then if we want to do this, we append to it. And then to start with, you just make it a blank list. We can concatenate, words. So if we had the words, words equal red red, comma, green, comma, blue. And how would we put this into to get something that we wanted to print result? So if we wanted to get if we want to concatenate out of words, we'd have to have some type of for loop, something on here in something colon, and it have some lines under here. And give you a hint that the result that we're printing, we'll just set that equal to null to begin with. So what would you do for the three blanks? What are the two lines of code that are here? So I'll let you work on that. So we're taking that, and what we want to get is green, blue. Do not mix my variable, result, not results. Any other takers on what to do on this? I'm waiting. So this is where you should watch the video and just pause until you get the right answer. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. So if we do think people will go on, if I put this, so for the var, a variable in words, I want to get red, blue, and green. So I can put result equals var plus result. And it's not a character to, you know, results are going to be all the three words in the list. So the first time the variable is red, and then the second is green and blue.
You want it the other way, right? So it's result equals result plus variable.
Oh, I guess I do. Yeah, sorry. resolved plus that. Yes. My results don't even match what I want to get. There we go. That's what I was thinking, but not what I wrote and not what I saw. So sometimes you get very tired of looking at programs and you think it's red, green, and blue, even though it's blue, green, and red. So sometimes you got to come look at it with a fresh eye is when you got to debug your code. Next example is to accumulate a sum. Show you an example, some code here. And we go through, get data in here, and we're accumulating it. So you just take data, it's 1, 2, 4, and 5, run it through here in an accumulator. And then the sum is equal to the numbers and it's accumulated in time. So the first time through, the sum will be 1, and you append that to the list. And then the second time, the number is 2, and you add that to the previous number, which was 1, you get 3. And then you add 2 to that, and you get 5. And then 5 to 5 is 10. Any questions on how this works? There's this plus equal sign too. So that's the same as sum equals sum plus number. You can do sum plus number, right? But instead of doing it like that, you can do a plus equal operator. Okay, got another piece of code here. So, can someone help me debug this code? What's wrong with this code? Number is capitalized. And if I put number, okay, now what's wrong with it?
Got a defined message.
What was that, John?
Got a defined message before the loop.
A defined message. It doesn't know what message equals message means, huh? So if we put
A should be in quotes in the first line of the if statement.
Oh, yes. Possessed. Look at the next one. There we go. All fixed up now. So, who can be the first one to tell me what is wrong, or tell me why this is not a good definition of saying that my favorite season is winter?
Out of limits, it goes like 0, 1, 2, 3. So there is no fourth element in that array seasons.
Yep. So it checks to make sure that you know that it's zero base. So that's the point to reiterate that you always got to have a zero base thing. Okay. Any questions about loops? So key points are that the for loops execute once for every value in the collection. A for loop is made of a collection loop variables in the body. In this case, here's the body, your loop variables. Loop variables number, correction is the range, and then you have the body of the loop. And you got inward a colon, indented things. You can loop over, the variable can be anything. And we can have many statements in here. Within the for loop. The idea, though, is if you get the for loops very long, then you can't see how they go, and it gets difficult. So you should try to not have a huge indention of a for loop. So that's the end of for loops. So I'm getting a little bit earlier. But I still take almost an hour to go through this when I wait for the answers. So that's about all we have for for loops. Very basic, looping over the number and keep going with that. So no questions, I take it. And I will just stop.